doing Sidra Dorot, we had left off with Avraham Avinu, and the Sidra Dorot had said that Peleg passed away in the year of the Great Divide, when everyone was scattered from the Tower of Babel. And then he said something very surprising, that Noach, Avraham, and Shem all participated in the building of the Migdal. He quotes it from the Ibn Ezra in Parshas Noach. They say that when Peleg was born, that's when there was this great divide. And that's the reason why his father gave him that name. He doesn't say who this they say is. And now he quotes, I don't know where he gets this from and why he would do this. He says, some Christian wrote that angels came down from Shemayim to let the heads of each nation know one language, but no angel has the portion of Lashon HaKodesh. That's Hashem's portion. And with this, you'll find also in Targum Yerushalmi, in the Parsha of Vayafetz Hashem Otam. So I don't know why he writes, one Christian wrote, why does that interest us? We also find Ibn Ezra sometimes deals with commentaries that are external to our tradition, and the Barbanel sometimes contends with them, and the Malbim, but they all contend with them. He's quoting it. I don't know why. He quotes it from the Shalshel Sakabala. I don't know.
We have to see this Shalshel Sakabala. It's sounds very interesting.
Yeah. They say, again, he's quoting a they say. Now, you realize that the previous quote is diametrically opposed to the Seder Olam Rabbah. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta writes that no, Navi Gadol Haya Eiver. Eiver was a great prophet because you see he named his son Peleg, Kivi Amav Niflega Haaretz, at the end of his days. Like he said earlier, that was the year Peleg died. That's what it says in Seder Olam Rabbah. Rashi quotes it in a few places. Okay, so he says, Omrim, they say that after Hashem divided all the languages, Hashem created all kinds of weird creatures. One creature, creatures that are androgynous, that they have male and female organs, and they cohabitate together. In the outskirts of Sitia, I don't know where that is, there are people who only have one eye in their forehead. They were also created at that time. In India, there are people who don't have a mouth to eat and drink. In the mountains of India, there's a type of person that has a tail, and they don't behave like humans. There are those that have the body of a horse and the head of a ram, and in the forehead, the horn gives out a lot of light, and there's a man that has three rows of teeth, and the head of a man, and the body of a lion, and there's a man that has only one foot, and the calf of his foot, the heel of his foot is very wide, and they run a lot. And there are those that don't have a neck, and their eyes are along their spine. And then there are those that their bodies have all kinds of things growing out of them, and their teeth are like a dog. In Sitia, again, I don't know where that is, there's a type of people that have human shape, but their feet are like horses, and they're called stiri. I don't know. And then you have people that in the summertime, they turn into wolves, and in the winter, they reappear in the shape of humans, and they worship Mars, the Mazel of Ma'adim, and they slaughter humans before him.
This sounds like famous mythology.
Right, this all sounds like mythology. I don't know why he brings this. In Libya, there are people who can't see the light. They hate seeing light.
Vampires.
And they don't eat any what?
Vampires.
And they don't eat anything that was living. They're vegetarian. And then there are people who don't walk on their feet. but they put their head between their thighs and they walk that way. In Romania, there are people who only eat galanai, that's a French word, and the clothing they wear is all made of the hide of a fish. In Ethiopia, there are people who don't have a nose, and then there are people who don't have an ear, and there are people who don't have a mouth. They have this little hole, and they have to drink with a straw. In Glilot, on the west side, there are those who have very big ears that cover their whole body. In Glilot Aravia, there are people that are very small, and their wives can give birth when they're 5 years old, and when they become 8 years old, they get very old, and they have big wars with the Jeruba, and they destroy a lot of them. In Ethiopia, there's a type of human that lives in caves, and the only thing they eat are snakes, and they don't talk, they only make noises. And their wise men say that anyone that has the form of a human being did come from Adam Arishon. So again, Shalshel Sakabola. So he quotes over here that the Chesed Avram quotes that there are 365 different types of creatures. Okay. I don't know, like you said, this all sounds like mythology. Some of it has a basis that I know of in Chazal, and some of it has a basis that I know of in nature. There are people that are born as midgets. There are people that are born with all kinds of deformities in their mouth and in their nose. And there are people that are born as midgets and they look very old. There is such a disease. Could it be there was a city that had that? Fine. I never heard of people who have ears big enough to cover their whole body that I never saw, but that doesn't mean anything. Never heard of people turning into wolves. I mean, I've heard of it, but not in real life. So, okay, this goes back to another discussion. Where did all of mythology come from? Okay, that's a separate discussion, whether it all emanated from people's imaginations or part of it was exaggeration on things that existed, or did some of it really exist? I don't know. I don't know. He says Omrim, those who say. So I don't know how much weight we're supposed to give that, and I don't know why he bothers quoting it in the book. The fact that he was considered a big Talmud Chacham in the days of the Shagas Aryeh, so that makes me be careful what I say about it. If someone of a lesser stature would say this, so I'd say, okay, leave me alone. But if he's saying it, I just have to say I have no clue what he's talking about.
Yeah. See,